So the political party Action SA called a press conference today at which they announced that Bongani Baloyi, a highly successful DA mayor in Midvale, was now a member of Action SA. So to look at this and look at the potential significance of it, we're joined by Michael Beaumont. He's national chairperson of Action SA. Mr. Beaumont, welcome and thanks very much for your time. What do you see the value of Mr. Baloyi joining your party? Is it the ripple effect potentially? Is it the publicity that it garners? We are, after all, talking to you now and TV covered it live. Or do you see him as playing a very particular role in the party going forward? Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, John. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I think it's all of the above and more. And I think particularly, I made a remark today at the press conference to say, you can tell a lot about a political party based on the people who are joining it. And I think for us as Action SA, when you have individuals of the caliber of Bongani Baloyi, with everything that he's accomplished in local government, with combining excellence and youth, you know, it says a lot about us as an organization. And I think emerging from the 2021 local government elections, we have been overwhelmed by South Africans, both well-known and less well-known, coming forward to participate in the project to unseat the ANC in 2024.
So let's pick up on your point. You can learn a lot about a party by who joins it. Would it be fair to say that your biggest signings, if you were a sports team, forgive the analogy, have been from the DA, which may well suggest that if you are only catching fish, large as they may be, from that particular pool, you've got a political ceiling looming above your head sooner than you would like?
Well, I mean, certainly that could be a perception, but I would disagree with it. I think we have people coming from all different political walks of life. And in fact, you know, Bongani is an individual who started off in the ANC, as a matter of fact, being introduced to ANC politics as young as the age of 8 or 9. I think a lot of people have gone through a journey when it comes to exploring alternatives to the ANC in South Africa. And I think, to be fair, Action SA is attracting support from all communities and all walks of life. You know, a lot of people may not be as well known as individuals like Bongani Baloyi, but what I can tell you about the year of 2022 is there are a lot of very well known political leaders in South Africa from all backgrounds who will be signing up to Action SA.
So, are you then saying that it's not going to be a line as it has been of disaffected, whatever Mr. Baloyi may choose to, however he may choose to frame it, people who have, let's just put it neutrally, run their race with the DA? Are you saying they're going to be people joining you from a range of political parties? And if so, how wide is the range?
Well, absolutely. And I mean, what we're really seeing is individuals coming forward from various political parties. And also, I think most importantly, because it doesn't get enough of attention, is people coming forward from a non-political background. You know, political parties haven't exactly shone themselves in glory in this country. And having professional South Africans from non-political backgrounds coming forward is also going to be an important feature of Action SA.
Was Bongani Baloyi in any way part of the conversations around the forming of Action SA? I know that he was absolutely scrupulous about making sure that the DA won in Midvale and that he did nothing to compromise either the victory or its margin. But was he part of conversations before?
No, I think broadly speaking, always part of conversations about South Africa and the political dynamics and the position in which people find themselves in our country. But I think it was after the formation of Action SA where those conversations really began. And one of the things we deeply respected about Bongani was his commitment to see his term of office through and ensure that he served the residents of Midvale down to the last day.
When you get people who've been in other political parties, how I mean, obviously you're happy to have them, but how are you going to guard against being some sort of home for the politically disgruntled? People may well and obviously will say, well, you know, on policies we diverged in this or that way, but sometimes when you scratch the surface not far below, you find a disappointment over a nomination or a political position. That's not always a healthy cadre to have if you're trying to build something new.
I think it's very important that when new people come on board, certainly high-profile new individuals, there's an exploration around their reasoning. And, you know, for Action SA, we are very clear that we have a mission to unseat the ANC in 2024 and build an alternative to the ANC that can deliver effective and honest government to the people of South Africa. So So we want to explore individuals who come to Action SA to ensure there is that principle at play. Obviously, it's not a perfect system, and from time to time, you know, individuals could come into our ranks who, you know, are able to deceive us or paint a different picture than reality. And that's when our constitution and our processes becomes critical, because we have to be decisive as an organization in the manner in which we run internally, so that externally we can offer the hope that South Africans need.
I mean, what makes this conversation complicated, and I'll just give you a premise and then ask you a question, is it invariably it can be both, that people have a set of moral and political imperatives, but they also have personal ambitions. Are you starting to, within Action SA, to have quite robust conversations about the fact that when we land big fish, that might mean that somebody's got to slide over in the pond and make space for them? Not everybody is going to get to be the premier candidate for Gauteng.
Well, absolutely. And I think it's a critical part of a growing organization. You know, we've obviously been a relatively new organization. We've achieved success in 2021. But if we are going to grow from where we were in 2021 to where we need to be in 2024 as a party with a national footprint in 9 provinces, you know, we have to be able to deal with these dynamics. There has to be a robust environment. And it's one of the reasons why this news today is very important, because Herman Mashaba said it himself, there has to be a deepening of the leadership in Action SA. Action SA can't be a 1 or 2 person leadership team. There has to be a depth and a diversity of leadership that can bring value to the table.
Thanks very much, Michael Beaumont, National Chairperson of Action SA.